This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's news today about television, specifically the audience ratings thereof that come to us by way of Nielsen. Mostly, Nielsen measures people watching shows, either live, in real time, or played back on a DVR. But the company has also started measuring people talking about television shows on social media. It's been tracking Twitter for a while, people tweeting and retweeting, I don't know, Game of Thrones or Monday Night Football or what have you. Now, though, Nielsen is going to add all the talk about TV shows flying around on Facebook. It's part of what's being called social content ratings, designed to give media companies and, more importantly, advertisers a better read on who is tuned into what. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
So let's take the popular CBS show, The Big Bang Theory. It's number two in primetime, according to Nielsen.
I'd like to have Yoda come to me in my dreams.
Really?
Now, this isn't the show itself. It's a short promo video on YouTube of the actors saying which Star Wars character their character would want to be. Perfect clickbait for fans to share with their friends on Facebook. And Nielsen hasn't had a good pulse on social media like this about shows, says S&P analyst Tuna Amobi.
The perception for a long time in the industry is that Nielsen has been somewhat, you know, slow to adapt their measurement to the changing patterns of media consumption.
Amobi says Nielsen will now have more big data for media companies about the reach and demographics of all those posts and likes and shares, which isn't the same as knowing how many people actually see a show and its ads, says Philip Swan of TVPredictions.com.
I think all it does is measure noise and buzz. You might simply say, you know, I tend to think the star of that show also doesn't look good these days. Doesn't mean you're watching the show.
But analyst Jack Myers says in an age of people watching TV where and whenever they want, measuring social media tells advertisers something valuable.
Audience engagement, which programs are getting the original buzz, which programs are getting shares and likes.
Nielsen says that data about shares and likes, by the way, won't identify individual Facebook users. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.